Vuni Langivo is a Pacific space for Pacific art and conversations. Emma Tavola is a professional curator and Pacific arts consultant who has spent more than 10 years in the fields of community arts development, arts funding and investment strategy, events, public programming and gallery management. Vuni Langi in Fijian language refers to the horizon and Vo means new. Emma has moved forward with the reopening of her art gallery, providing a new professional platform to work from, reflecting the potential of Pacific art. Emma Tavolu is on the line to us now from Auckland. Bulawinaka, Emma, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Now, the topic everyone's talking about this week, of course, is the upcoming elections. Have you enrolled and have you voted yet? I've voted early.
I absolutely have been enrolled. I always keep those that information updated because I'm very interested in both local government and central government participation. I have not voted yet. I wanted to vote ceremonially on voting day. So I go to my daughter's primary school to vote, and I like that sort of ceremony of it. Although it's wonderful to see lots of voting booths around in the community and opportunities to vote early.
Yes, now coming back to Vuni Langi Vo, the last time we spoke in May, you were opening up your garage at home as a gallery, but now, as I understand it, Fiji Language Week last week and celebrating the 50th anniversary of Fiji's foundation as an independent nation on Saturday. That coincided with a major event for Vuni Langi Vo as well. Could you tell us about that, please, Emma?
Yeah, sure thing. We decided to close our commercial premises in Otahuhu up the road back when this pandemic situation first started. So I then set about for 6 months during lockdown working on refurbishing the garage here at my family home. And that was a massive project that was the biggest underestimation of my career. I've never done any refurbishments or anything like that before. So hard learning curve solidly for 6 months. And we were working towards October the 10th. And we set that date back in earlier this year because October 10th, of course, is Fiji Day. It's a significant one for us, 50th anniversary of independence. And it's also an interesting day because it was the day that Fiji was originally ceded to Britain, and then it was the day when we became independent in 1970. So it's a significant day all round. It's also my father's birthday. So my parents, of course, are in Fiji. We are separated, but and so not being able to celebrate this milestone with my parents felt like a significant thing to acknowledge Dad's birthday as well as Fiji Day. So October 10th was a milestone we wanted to aim for, and we were able to achieve with the help of many, many, many hands. I was so overwhelmed with the support from my community to help it come to fruition. And we opened with a small gathering on Saturday evening. It's a very different protocol running a business from your home. Openings for art exhibitions are generally a big open invitation to as many people as possible, but this is a different kaupapa here. Being on home terrain, being in a home in a residential context, obviously we have to be a bit more sensitive to that. So we had a lovely gathering, a small gathering. We had a fire and had some beautiful food and some music, and it just felt like a wonderful way to just birth this new space. So we opened with our 10th exhibition, and it's two Tongan sisters, Vea and Emily Mafele'o. And the significance of that is that Vea and Emily and I were all at art school together here in Manukau City, South Auckland, almost 20 years ago. And when I first moved into this house, this the site of where we would make art and celebrate and socialize and think and make plans together. So to have them come back with both of all of us having a good decade and plus professional experience in different fields was a really significant exhibition to open in what is no longer a garage. It is now a gallery.
Wow.
A special night, very special. Mm.
And how old did Dad turn on Saturday? Your dad, his birthday on the
10th. He turned 74.
Wow.
He's older than Fiji's independence.
Now, the gallery, where exactly is Vunilangivo now?
Interestingly, we're just like 5 minutes down the road from our commercial premises in Otahuhu. We're located on Lauriston Avenue, which is in Papatoetoe. It's just off Great South Road. We're very close to the Highbrook Drive exit on State Highway 1. So we're sort of in between Otahuhu, Papatoetoe and Otara, which is kind of like this Bermuda Triangle in the middle. So yes, 26. We are 26 Lauriston Avenue. We are operating now on an appointment-only basis. So this, again, is a difference in protocol for galleries, whereby we used to have opening hours where anyone could come at any time. We're now running on an appointment basis. So on my website, vunilangivo.com, in the next 2 or 3 days, I'll have an appointment booking system. So basically what that means is if you're interested to come and see the show, jump on the website, request an appointment, and we'll book in a time. And then I'll have a one-on-one opportunity to discuss the exhibition with visitors, which for me is lovely because it means there's no distraction. It just means you can spend time getting to know the artwork and the space. And it's a bit more intimate as an experience of art. So I'm looking forward to that. But as a new venture, a new enterprise in a new environment, everything is just trial and error. So we'll just we'll see how things go and try and smooth out the process as we go. But yes, we will be open for appointments from Wednesday onwards, just taking a few days to heal and recuperate from what was a massive week trying to get open by Fiji Day.
Now, you were saying, is it Emily Mafileo and two Tongan sisters?
Emily and Vea are sisters. Vea is a filmmaker who produced her first documentary film, For My Father's Kingdom, last year. And that was a film about her whole family. So Emily, her older sister, featured in the film heavily. But Emily is a photographer, a still photographer. So both of them, what's interesting, over the last 20 years, basically, have mirrored each other's practices and collaborated so much over the years that what originally started out as Vea's solo exhibition became a collaborative effort with Emily. So now the exhibition features video artworks by Vea and photography by Emily, and it's just a beautiful expression of what it is to work with your family and sort of have a shared experience with your siblings. So there's some lovely crossovers in the works. Emily features in videos in Vea's video works, and Vea features in Emily's photography. So it's a lovely family exhibition.
Yes, the family, of course, made famous by that film that you do refer to, For My Father's Kingdom. Now, I can understand Emily has got photographic prints there, but with regards to Vea's work, how do you buy videos?
Well, this is an interesting point I discussed a lot on Saturday. Video art is a very small market internationally, so I don't generally sell video art. The nature of this new site for Vunilangivo is that obviously our overheads are a lot lower when we're not in a commercial premises, and what I can afford to do in the space as a curator is to create exhibitions which aren't necessarily bound by having to sell everything. So this exhibition is an interesting one because actually, and it sounds insane, but nothing is for sale in the exhibition. And this is because as an artist, I know it's laughable, as an artist, my craft is curating. So my craft is creating an experience in the gallery to tell a story. And that's what I hope that this exhibition conveys, is the story of 20 years of practice of two Tonga and mixed race artists who have been exploring their identities and their family connections between Tonga and South Auckland, and their relationships with each other. And this is what the curatorial craft is, to sort of help tell a story for audiences. So the nature of this exhibition is that it is a curatorial statement. It's a statement about what Vunilangi Vol will be doing, which is a mix of artwork for sale, but also the curatorial craft, making exhibitions as an art form. So, yes, in the exhibition, Emily's photographs are actually printed on black and white posters, and they are pasted directly onto the wall. So it that references their family home in Hapai in Tonga. They remember, they have this nostalgic memory of how newspaper was used as wallpaper. And so this is how Emily has presented her photography over the years, whereby it's produced cheaply as plan prints, simple newspaper prints that are treated as wallpaper. So when we encounter her work, we don't look at it as if it's this valuable, you know, expensive thing in a frame. We look at it in a different way. And I think that's what curated exhibitions can help us change the way we consider the medium of art making. And so that is the nature of it. For Avea's work, she's interesting because we both studied sculpture at art school, and then we did a minor in moving image where Vea and I learnt the art of documentary making very briefly. And one of the artworks in the exhibition is actually Vea and I collaborating on a documentary about Emily Mafeleo, a very short documentary. But it's interesting because then, you know, 16, 17 years later, Vea started making her first feature-length documentary. So this exhibition is sort of about remembering our own personal art histories, that we all start from somewhere. And it's interesting because we went to art school in a time when we didn't have a lot of internet. We didn't have social media, Google, Facebook, all this kind of thing. So our practices are largely, they exist offline. And nowadays, having been a teacher at art school myself, you know, when kids can't Google something and their art history isn't in recent times, it doesn't feel real, you know, there's no record of it. So it's important for me to remind audiences that there was a whole era before the internet.
There was. I remember that time too. Now, with Vea, For My Father's Kingdom, it was her journey with her dad. And of course, your own dad turned 74, if I remember correctly, on Saturday. Now, let me play the dad part in this. If you're not selling any painting, where's the money coming from?
Yes. Thank you. This is a good conversation I've had to have many times. The thing is with an exhibition is that it's just a short-term thing. So this exhibition will be up for 5 weeks and then we'll open a new one. And so I look forward to working with more exhibiting artists who are interested in sales and who rely on sales. But that's something that will be in the future. And one of the things that I'm currently doing is crowdfunding for an exhibitions fund to support exhibition making at Vunilangi Vol. And I'm doing that via Boosted, an arts crowdfunding website. And it's been wonderful. But exhibition making is a crucial part of an art practice, whether the artwork is for sale, because it allows us to test and really sort of see if they work, see how people like them. And then, you know, sales is something that will come. But it doesn't always have to be about sales, which sounds unusual to hear. I know.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. Emma Tavola, curator and director of Vulinlangi Vo, thank you for your time, and we look forward to having another chat further down the line.
I love that. Thank you so much, Etienne.